Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
It's a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, for this special episode is my co-host, Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am.
How have you been this week?
A little better than last week.
That's all we can hope for. But yes, we are here as, if you kept up to date with everything on... show numbers, this is episode 200. We mentioned it last week, and as I mentioned last week, we were going to do a listener's choice, but scheduling and a lot of things just getting in the way, and never got a chance to plan one out. So in the near future, possibly sometime in November, who knows, there will be a listener's choice to make up for not having one for episode 200. But we do have something special for episode 200, and it keeps in line with everything that we have been doing this month, so it's going to be fun little review there. And again, it goes with everything, as I mentioned in the show, double the number, double the reviews, and double the zombies. So we got two zombie films coming up, and a little show note pertaining to the next week's episode. I've not been able to find the lighthouse anywhere near me, so I don't know what I'm going to do, but there is one called Countdown, which looks horrible, so I probably will be going to see that. Unless I can find the lighthouse. I know the Gallows Act 2 is out, but I've already watched that, so I could do a review of that, but I don't really want to because that one wasn't all that great either. So there's like a lot of things. Like I want to see The Lighthouse. I don't want to see Countdown, but I'm going to have to do what I have to do and see one of them. So I'm going to have to see Countdown. So Countdown in next week's episode because why the fuck not? But we have a big return to arms with our first review. We'll get into our Halloween grab bag film for our special 200th episode once we get through with Zombieland Double Tap. It's been 10 years in, and we weren't the biggest fans of the trailer. It just did not look that great. And you know, some of the humor in it was just not, you know, we discussed it. We weren't the biggest fans of it. And after seeing it, after watching it this past weekend, I will say this. It's better than the trailer, but it's about the same as the first film. So that's like my first sort of take on it. If you liked the first Zombieland, you will enjoy this one, but it hits the exact same beats as the first film, but just different settings. This film is more or less catching up. Like it's like a family reunion. You know, it's been like 10 years since you've seen somebody. It's like a class reunion maybe, but more so than a family reunion, where you're just catching up on what everyone's been doing for the past 10 years and saying, oh, you two are more of a couple now. Like, oh, you two, you're first starting out in the first film, and now you're sort of having that 10-year itch, where it's like marriage is coming into play. And then you have Tallahassee being like the father figure to Little Rock and being all protective of her. But that's what it felt like to me. It was like the story was just same. They introduced some new zombie types, which I kind of dug, mainly the T-800s. But like everything else was like basically the same. Like it just followed the same exact beats. But I'll get into that a little bit later. It's been 10 years, and there's a lot of self-referential humor, too. I didn't like either, but I'll get into that. 10 years, so Columbus, Tallahassee, Wichita, and Little Rock, they decide to – you see it in the trailer. They take over the White House, and they have a big opening credit scene where Metallica's Master of Puppets plays, which is a good opening scene. I dug it. And so they live in the White House, and they're, like, stacked of everything. And they're just having fun living, being stupid. Columbus and Wichita are, he wants, they're dating, but he wants to marry her, and she's all kind of like, okay. She's not really ready to settle down. That kind of freaks her out. And then so her and Little Rock decide to leave, and, that throws – Columbus and Tal, all crazy, and so he goes into this sort of depressive state, like thinking it was something he did, and then of course Tallahassee with his quips, and he's still, prime Tallahassee, just one-liners and all that stuff, and then we get introduced to Madison, who's been living in a freezer for the past 10 years, who they find at the mall, and she, as you see in the trailer, she's a ditzy blonde. And then, of course, there's that dynamic when Wichita comes back where, you two are dating, you two are a thing. Like because she's like, she's the ditzy blonde, and she's like everything kind of goes over her head because she's been in there, she's been in there 10 years. So I'm assuming she's been in there since she was like maybe 12, 10, something like that. She had, somewhere in the early, childhood years, surviving this zombie apocalypse. And so she's all, ditzy, and they bring her back to the White House because she's, survivor. And then there's one line. I think Madison has, like, the best lines in the movie. The one that stands out for me is when she comes back to the White House with Columbus, and she gets up there, and she starts making out with him, and she says, "Now listen, I've been in a freezer for the past 10 years. Either I'm going to have sex with you, or I'm going to bite the bullet and have sex with the old man." and then Columbus goes, "Oh, okay." So like she has some of the best quips as well. And so then Wichita comes back, and then there's the story of Little Rock, who they find a hitchhiker named Berkeley. And that causes Tallahassee to go crazy because he doesn't like anything from Berkeley, and so he doesn't like it, and so they go on across country to because like there's this whole thing like they do like Christmas, and like she gets Tallahassee gives Little Rock the Elvis's gun because this whole thing, like the first movie revolved around Twinkies for Tallahassee. This one revolves around Elvis in a sense. And so they talk about, Graceland and going to, the King's, home. And so they go to Tennessee, because that's where they were going to go. And then of course that isn't the case for, Little Rock, and hilarity and zombie fighting ensues. Everything goes to like this place towards the end called Babylon, or another word. I don't want to. That's a joke. I don't want to ruin.
But right.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the joke there. But Babylon, and so and then they meet again. Then it goes into the whole Elvis thing. Anyway, like I said, it's an okay watch. I mean, hate it like I didn't hate the first one. I mean, it was fine. Like I said, the only thing I can really not – I didn't care for was the self-referential humor. There's the scene in the trailer with Luke Wilson and, you know, the doppelganger. I hated that whole fucking segment. I just did not like it at all. And it could have been done in an entirely different manner. Because it was just like they were stroking their own dicks or having like a dick measuring contest. Because like, oh, I have commandments. Oh, I have rules. And then they start going bickering back and forth on what their rules are and commandments and order placement. And it kind of just goes nowhere, really. It's just a way to get a fucking big, you know, big rig in a sense, you know, just a monster truck. And I was like, it didn't really go anywhere. And it's just to introduce, you know, again, like we said when we first – when Zombieland 2 came into play, even before the trailer, like the whole love interest for Tallahassee, and like, yeah, that happened. It's in there. And it's just like, again, it's just more just a catching up. Like I said, it's been 10 years. It's just a film where like they decide to like, let's catch up, you know, see how everyone's doing, seeing how this world is. And again, they kind of make fun of their own lines because it's like nut up or shut up and like, oh, that's so 2009. You got to get a better catchphrase and they just go back and forth. And again, a lot of, you know, self-referential humor and some of it works, some of it doesn't. Some of the zombie violence is good. Like I said, I like the T-800s, which are basically sort of indestructible zombies. And that leads into the big finale of the film, where it's just a mob of T-800s. And it's pretty good. You know, it's fine. I mean, it's like, instead of the carnival, it's a different place. You know, it's just like everything is everything else. Like, instead of the Bill Murray Mansion, it's the Elvis Museum. So it's just like, it's the same beats. And it's like nothing really, it's just the character development movie, how everything's been going. You know, like, oh, here's these characters in this new, you know, it's the same world and they're dealing with it and a few minor changes here and there in the setting of the script. But it follows the same beats. And like, again, I didn't hate it. It's okay. But it wasn't anything like, again, it's a fine zombie movie. That's all I can say. I mean, it wasn't anything groundbreaking, but it still had, you know, if you like the first one, you like this one, it has the same, everything you'd like, you know, it has the same humor, maybe a little bit too much self-referential. And then like, again, like they make fun of some of the zombies. There's the Homer zombie and there's also the ninja zombie. And the Homer stuff's pretty good. I will say that. I mean, it's pretty funny. Oh, Homer. And it's fine. I mean, Madison pretty much is the one that kind of makes the film worthwhile because of all her ditzy nature and things that she says, and it goes, kind of goes over her head and she doesn't understand sarcasm. And then she sort of gets it because, again, she's like Columbus is telling her all the rules and he goes through the whole rule book with her and she kind of remembers it. So she's slowly starting to, like, remember all these things. But, yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's better than the trailer made it out to be. But it still was kind of same par as the first, but it wasn't terrible. Ian, thoughts?
Yeah, No, I'm glad I'm not the only one that liked Madison. But the self-referential humor, yeah, it just felt like they were just, it was just filler. Like, they were like, we need to fill this, like, 20 minutes. Or at least that's how long it felt like. It was 20 minutes long, or just them dicking around. And it literally goes nowhere. It doesn't further the plot. It doesn't do anything.
Nope.
Really, I mean, other than, like you said, getting a big rig, which, but, you know, I don't know. I liked it. It definitely was better than what the trailer made it out to be. Actually, that's for the first, my wife and I went to see different movies, and when we got out of the theater, it was the first, literally the first thing I told her. I said, well, I was worried about the trailer, because of the trailer made it look like crap, but it was better than what it made it, you know, the trailer made it out to be. And I was actually glad, because after last week's show that we had the movies, I needed a, you know, a decent watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad. And all the one-liners and the quips and just...
But yeah, all the stuff with the van, you know, because there's like an ongoing joke with the van.
And how that turns out toward the end. I mean, it was pretty funny. But yeah, it really did have a lot of the same exact humor as the first movie. And I think a lot of it worked. I honestly don't think that movie would have worked as well without Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, I just love seeing this stupid, you know, just out of the blue character that just does and says off the wall things. And it
and you're just wondering, like, how she survived this long as well, because she's, you know, so not there in a sense.
Exactly. And, but I think it worked, and honestly, I didn't hate it, and I honestly probably will watch it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely maybe there's some parts there I'll probably go back and you know, like, yeah, but I don't know. It is one of those films where it's just like, I don't know. It felt like it could have been something else because, again, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Definitely.
It did not fit. I mean, it had the same vibes, you know, of everything you'd expect for Zombieland. And like I said, same beats, but it's like they didn't really deviate off the same, you know, same plan. It's like, well, if it worked the first time, it'll work again. So just change up the settings in different locations, and that was it. And I don't know, it's just like a lot of things that just I liked, a lot of things I didn't like. And again, it's like the first one, you know, it's like the first one was fine, this one's fine, didn't mind it. I mean, it was one of the probably better watches of, you know, theatrical, but it's not going on my top 10 unless there's hardly anything else this year left. Because there's a lot of stuff still coming out. It was fine. I mean, I didn't mind it. It was serviceable, and it did, you know, you went in there expecting zombies and all kinds of stuff, and it did the exact same thing. So I can't really say it didn't deliver. It's just, you know, some of the humor didn't work, in my opinion, and just the same beats. And then, like, they go on this again, the whole Bill Murray joke, and like, oh, it's called Murraying now. That, oh, if someone that's not a zombie, you know, acting like a zombie, it's called a Murraying. So that's not really a spoiler, but it kind of is. Not really too big of one. I'm not giving everything away. But yeah, it was fine. I mean, it rolled at an even pace. I think it was like 140. It was like 1 hour and 45. So it was like fairly paced, and it went by pretty fast. So I can't really say it was bad, but there's a lot of things not, you know, it's right there in the middle for me, where it was like the first one was fine, this one's fine. I really don't have much else to say. I mean, it was fine. I mean, the people in the crowd liked it, you know, watching it in the audience, they were having a fun time. Again, the humor didn't work for me for most of it. Some of the things here and there was like, oh, you know, chuckle. The zombie violence was decent. The ending was kind of, that ending just kind of fell flat for me, though. Like, everything, this is like, that was the big ending, just that. You know, that's another thing. It was like, there's just like, maybe what, you know, all these T-800s coming towards them, and like, this is their big plan. It just kind of felt like, eh, to me. It's just like a whimper, like, eh. But that's my opinion. But yeah, it wasn't all that bad, but better than the trailer. And it's just, it's serviceable. I'm going around in circles saying the same thing again. So I guess that's better. I better call it there. So Ian, any final words on Zombieland Double Tap?
I personally kind of liked the end. I just wish they would have did it just a bit differently. I liked the idea that they were going for.
Yeah.
But that final, execution, I was just like, they could have, they definitely could have done it a so much better way. And I do want to say, make sure you stay past the, and watch the after credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. But, that's about it, all I got for that. Going chasing our tails.
Yeah, we don't need to go too much into spoiler territory because that's the fact for other people to enjoy. Make their own opinion of it. It's just us, We thought it was decent. It was okay, in my opinion. It was okay. That's Zombieland Double Tap. And who knows, again, maybe another 10 years, we'll get Zombieland 3. Maybe. I will say one thing. Abigail Breslin, she blossomed out, man. She got beautiful. Did you think that? Or is it just me? Am I crazy?
I thought so too.
Yeah. But yeah, she really, she didn't have as much screen time in this one as the previous one. Because she's gone with Berkeley for most of the film, and they go back and forth, and there's all kinds of jokes there, and again, it's like there's parts to it where it's funny, like Tallahassee freaking out, destroying stuff, and then a lot of other things. But I don't want to get into it because I'm going back into spoilers, and just it's okay. That's Zombieland Double Tap. So here we go, Ian, our Halloween grab bag film, and I had to keep it. I was searching. I'm like, I got to do something. I put something else in and I uploaded it. And then after I got finished, that was 3 hours of uploading one part. And then I thought, wait a second, that doesn't make sense for what we're doing, because I was thinking I wanted to do something special, but then I realized, we still got to do Halloween grab bag stuff. And I looked, and, right beside of the one that I grabbed, well, Jesus, here it is. Because I totally forgot, we could still do this, and it makes sense, and so it does. Because it's Halloween, and it also has to do with zombies. So you get two for the price of one. So our film for our Halloween grab bag marathon is a Boneyard review from 2008 from director, he co-directed, but this might have been one of his first films, Jim O'Rear. He does a lot of indie horror stuff. If you look him up, he does tons and tons of stuff. You'll know him once you see him. So this is film I was after for the longest time. I couldn't find it. Here recently, actually earlier this year, I contacted Jim. I'm like, hey, Jim, do you have any copies of this and another film? I'd love to have them. So I got them. So if you want, you can probably still get a few of these if you really want it. Scream Farm from Jim O'Rear. So you can just contact him through Facebook, pay him some money, and you have yourself a copy. That's pretty – I think they're out of print now because I don't know if you can get them on the website because they're distributed by Kunaki.com. It's a place where a lot of indie stuff gets distributed. This one is – this one starts out. It's a – what is it? It's like a drug – it's a not really a standoff, but it's like a one of those trades where there's this bag of weed and they're wanting to sell the weed, and here comes Sadler, and Sadler wants the weed because he's like this kingpin or this crime lord in this small town or this community, and he makes one of the four guys smoke the weed, and he has like his Sadler has like his crew, Leo and Benny, and another. I think he had another. No, it's Leo and Benny. And one guy smokes the weed, and it's a bad strand of weed that turns you into a zombie. And so they have this big fight in this apartment, the top of this building, really top floor of some house that they're just destroying because they're going into the walls and everything and having all kinds of, you know, fists and bodies and all that stuff. And, again, the one that's smoked the weed turns into a zombie and starts attacking them. They kill him. And then they have the weed. And then they get rid of the other guys. They kill those. And so the Sadler gives Benny and another guy, who I didn't write his name down, the bags of weed to go not get it, you know, don't get spotted by the cops, don't get, you know, tailed by the cops, and hide the weed. So they run from the cops, and they go to this Scream Farm, this high school senior class haunted house, which is being built by, of course, the seniors. Not all of them, just a few of them, because they're going to do this for this class trip. And so they stash the weed in a cubby hole in the, you know, in the haunted house, and they run, you know, they get out of the way there so they won't get, you know, apprehended by the cops. So then we get introduced to, like, Jeremy, who is, like, the runner of the, you know, co-founder or founder of the whole, wants to do the haunted house, and it's him and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then, like, the one, like, geek, in a sense, and then, like, a bunch of, like, there's, like, a jock, I think, and, like, his girlfriend, and then another, there's just, like six people, maybe six or seven people doing this whole haunted house thing. And they find the weed. The one does, the nerd geek guy, he finds it, and he's sort of the stoner, I guess, of the group. And he says, look at all this weed, man. And they're not going to miss a couple bags of weed. And he puts two bags in his jacket pocket. And he goes home, and he smokes weed, and he starts to blood starts coming out of his nose, and he starts foaming blood and gushing at the mouth. And then he kills his parents. And then that sets the onslaught of zombies in motion. And then we have, again, Sadler and, Benny, Benny and the one dude go back and, like, oh, where's, you know, Sadler's like, where's my weed? You know, where's the drugs? Where's everything? Like, we stashed it in the haunted house. Like, well, that does me no good. And so he shoots the one in the head, leaving Benny. And it's not really the greatest because this is, like, 2008, so it's, like, really low budget, independent, like, you know, really indie CG. And it's just, like, it looked bad when he blew his head off. And, like, it was like, video game-ish, really bad. It was like a glitch in a wrestling game or something. It looked sort of bad. And so he tells Benny to go back, get the weed. And so that sets into motion him going back and trying to get the weed. And the weed, of course, is not there. They take the weed, they hide it, they don't show that, it's implied. And so then it's basically the remainder of the movie is the kids doing their haunted house thing, talking sort of, you know, two of the couples doing their thing here and there. They notice some people out in the field. They stop. They're like, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? And then they just drive on, whatever. And, again, the one kid kills his parents, and there's, like, all these murders on the TV that they're talking about. And then, of course, Jeremy and the smart girl, is, you know, who's his girlfriend, is, like, doing their thing. And then there's, like, this Spanish girl, I guess she was Spanish, who's there trying to help out with the haunted house as well. And then it is, again, Benny doesn't find the weed. And then, of course, he says the kids took it. They needed, you know, the kids probably did something with it. So that leads to Benny, Sadler, Leo's not Leo's, but Sadler's female companion that he fills up constantly, I guess. And then, like, they go there, and then they start asking questions, like, where's the weed? Well, not exactly. Like, you have something that's ours, and then they're trapped in a haunted house with zombies surrounding them, and that's the gist of the movie. And so, like, the movie, here's the thing. It's not good. It's not the best thing, but I will say that for the, you know, again, limitations in the budget, it's not the worst. There's stuff there, but it's like very, very minuscule with what it's trying to convey. Even though it is, you know, Jim O'Rear as the Sadler, he does a great job because he's like that, you know, high, you know, crime lord, like, prick. Like, he had some of the best lines too, like, you should be over here sucking my cock or something, you know, stuff like that. So he has a lot of good quips. Zombie violence is okay. There's really not too much of it, and there's, like, you really don't understand the idea of the zombie either, because there's one part where the zombie is in a go-kart chasing somebody, and that comes out of nowhere. And then, like, again, they have, like, martial arts sort of fighting scenes against the zombies, and it kind of comes out of nowhere. You know, kind of, because they do it at the beginning.
It really did.
But then, like, martial arts, you know, fighting against zombies, and then, like, again, the one thing that kind of threw my, again, it's a fucking movie, so common sense is out there, where Leo has the sword, and he just puts it in the ground and just does hand-to-hand combat with a zombie. It's like, oh, that's dumb as shit. But it's not too bad of a movie. I mean, it has some okay moments, but it is kind of slow and just kind of moves along. And, like, the whole point is, like, the whole, you know, the drug or the weed stuff, you know, they kind of just, like, leave that, you know, it's the whole point of them being there in the haunted house in the first place. But the whole, again, so it's like the one, you know, the one zombie at the beginning who smoked it and killed his parents, he made all the other zombies, so it's like a big strain of zombies. But it's only in this small area, you know. But it's like, again, like, it's fine. It could have been a little bit handled differently. I think it could have been a little bit more funner, because felt sort of like slow, and the zombies portions when they're all outside just kind of they meander around, and you see the same zombies twice after one's already been dead. So, like, continuity's a little bit out the window. And then there's, like, just, like, a lot of things are just kind of, like, okay. A lot of stupid things, you know, just, like, decisions, I guess. I don't, again, but I guess it is a Boneyard review, so we can't. When the one girl pushes Sadler out, you know, because, like, just to save face or something, like, oh, I can do it. And instead of saving herself, she pushes him out and herself out, and, like, I don't know what happened to her, but apparently I guess she got killed too. So, a lot of things just, like, okay, who's dead? Who's, you know, like, because you kind of realize, like, okay, so who's left, you know, because they don't, a lot of it's kind of off screen or implied, and some of them is, you know, who's dead. But then, again, it just, like, goes around and around in circles. It's like, okay, let's go out of the haunted house. Let's go back in the haunted house. Let's make sure all the doors are shut. The doors are open again. You need to go out and find the weed. Here's this, here's that. You know, it's buried in the forest. You need to run. And, like, some of the dialogue is just kind of not that great. I mean, the dialogue's probably the worst part of the movie besides Sadler. Like, everything else is just, like, you know, middle school sort of, well, I guess high school, since it is high school, but it's just the dialogue kind of sucked. Ian, I've went on. You give your thoughts on this one.
Well, I am 100% agreement. I think they could have either just shortened it down quite a bit, because just some parts just took too long. So, like, the parts you wanted to watch were too quick. When they were just like, oh, it's over. If you blink, you missed it. And, like, I hated Sadler. Like, I was like, just kill him already, because he's getting on my nerves. And I was like, you know, he's worried about his drugs that is apparently, you know, turning people into zombies, but yet, like, he doesn't care. He just wants it so he can sell it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, your priorities, man. Priorities. But
yeah, it's either the weed or having sex with girls, like underage girls.
Yeah, and then and it just kind of just goes nowhere with a lot of it. And like you said, there's just in and out, in and out, in and out. And when I was,
yeah, there's a one scene where all the zombies are on the door. You remember that? The scene where, like, there's like 10 or 12 zombies on the door, and then he just opens it up, and they're all just standing there. Like, they're like all in the background. They're like, where's the continuity in this? Like, they're all on the door.
Exactly. Because
you just ran in there.
I mean, it's a little all over the place. And it was funny because my phone went off. So I bent down, you know, I looked down at my phone, and then I looked up, and then all of a sudden, just martial art fighting. And I was like, what? Did I miss something? And you know, when he did the whole sword thing, I was like, that's stupid. Why? I guess they were trying to be cool with it. And I see what they were trying to do, but I don't know. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing we've watched, because, you know, we've definitely seen a lot worse, but,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, it's not great. I mean, it's no Welcome to Deer Creek, I mean, with what you can do with a limited budget. But,
yeah.
I mean, they tried. I mean, I think he just wanted to make an interesting little zombie feature with, like, this haunted house, or that I guess he knew somebody with, like, stuff, because he had that one that one big thing that had the buzzsaw and the body, and they use that a little bit in the movie. You don't see anything because it doesn't, you know, it's not something that actually kills something with. But, you know, it looked cool, so he had like all these props to, like, okay, let's do something here, and he worked around it, you know, like, okay, so we get a lot of people to come in, put zombie makeup on, you know, pass, you know, dirty their face up, put a little bit of blood, you know, and then boom, we got a zombie movie, you know, write a script around it. And, you know, again, I give Jim props for, you know, doing everything.
Definitely.
Again, it's just not the best thing he's done. You hate to see that, because he is a nice, you know, it's criticism, whatever. But, yeah, it's just for a zombie movie, I mean, it's again, like, sort of like Zombieland 2, it's serviceable. It's slow and kind of dull, and kind of the continuity's all over the place. But, again, it's not the worst zombie movie I've ever watched. I mean, I've seen fucking Zombies with a Z from Z. Winston Brown. That one's pretty shitty, you know. And that's like when you have to hit rock bottom. That's one of the rock bottom ones there, where they go around talking, and they have, like, machetes and scythes and all kinds of shit. So it's not the worst of the worst. So it's right there, you know, it's in the lower tier, not bad, but it's not terrible. I mean, it still has some okay moments. It has some good nudity too. And again, you know, Jim O'Rear's Sadler, you know, his mouth and his quips and one-liners and groping chicks. he literally, that chick, I guess she had it. If she was a senior, she was 17. So he was groping an underage girl in a movie. You know, the movie world, not real life. Of course, she had to be of age. But just like the whole fact that, like, Sadler's like this really you know, monogynous, you know, dirtbag. So yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Ian, but go on with what you're saying.
Oh no, you're absolutely fine. You know, it's just
misogynist. Why I say it's misogynist? Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to me.
It's just, I could tell that, you know, the director had a little fun with this, and you know, if he's listening or whatever, you know, we're not trying to be too hard. You know, we understand your budget constraints and all that. You know, it's just, and with what they did, I think they did, you know, an okay job. We've seen that, you know, what you can do with a mild budget. Some people do it better. Some people, you know, and it's always a learning process in there. So, you know,
he's went on to do some other stuff. You know, this is like 2008.
Yeah.
You know, he went on to co-direct the Hospital with Daniel Emery Taylor, which I liked. I liked that film. I think we actually reviewed it like on the very early stages, you know, like first couple episodes of this show. So it's kind of a throwback because, like, he co-directed The Hospital, which I bought off of Daniel Emery Taylor at the convention where me and you met. So, and then we reviewed it on the show. So it comes full circle, Ian. So we review one of his.
Full circle.
Yeah, it comes full circle.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be, this has been like, you know, I still can't believe it's been 200 episodes.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is. I mean, from early stages of what the show was, of just being talking about, you know, movie nights at a place that doesn't exist, it's not in business anymore, to where we've took it. It's very, you know, because again, it was just something like, okay, you know, I met you and decided, you know what, let's do this, let's bring it, you know, because I was down and out for a long time, not wanting to do the shows, and just something was there, and we followed through, and it's been a great, like, Jesus, man, what, 5 years? I've been 2013.
Six years.
Jesus Christ.
It's
yeah,
going
it's been
on
great.
Seven.
Yeah, it's we've had a strong run, and I'm happy. And again, we had a big thing for episode 50, and then 100, and then 200,
yeah.
And so here we are going on. Hopefully, we can keep it going for 300, man, because it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. And again, we haven't done that many interviews this year. It's been more year of the marathons, but I've enjoyed the marathons. We've had a lot of great conversations, and that's the one thing, you know, that I've really enjoyed about this show,
and,
you know, bringing it back, just the conversations. And again, you've grown as a horror fan.
I've definitely, because I don't even think when I first started out, the only trauma film I had ever seen was The Toxic Avenger, and now I've watched movies that make everything else seem like cinema masterpiece. and everything in between, like, I've seen some really good, like, in indie films within the last couple of years. We really blew up in the indie scene. And, you know, I just think it's cool. And I just,
I'm
grateful for the opportunity for it.
Yeah, and I do plan on getting some more interviews. There is one that I still need to get back in contact with because I have her films, and we need to review those films, especially that one, Ian, that forest. We're going to review that one. But, yeah, we gotta get that interview and a bunch of other stuff, and it's just, just new films coming out, indies. We're going to keep doing it for another 300, you know, another 100 episodes, and it's just going to be fun. So that's the only thing I love. You know, it's just fun. It just, you know, reinvigorates everything. You know, we got another marathon probably in December for Christmas, And then whatever we're going to do in November, it's just fun. There's just a lot of stuff to get ready for and end-of-the-year stuff. But I guess that's going to do it, Ian, for episode 200 before we get kicked off. As always, it's been great, and it's always great having you since the beginning, bringing new life into this show. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.